this particular talk, I would like to present something that I think has been on my mind, especially since I was a seminarian, and that is indifference. The indifference of society. The indifference that we can see even at the foot of the cross. How many people were, it was a party atmosphere when Jesus died. So many didn't care. There are things that we see in sacred scripture that they were throwing food, they were eating, they were doing all these different things because there was this indifference. And we look in our society today and we see so many who are indifferent to what is happening around us, whether it be social, political, whether it be spiritual, whether it be economical, whatever it might be. There are so many who are indifferent. People always say, hot or cold. I mean, Scripture has it. Hot or cold, or I'll vomit you out of my mouth. We need to take a stand. We need to be either for Christ or against Christ. We need to be either for the truth or against the truth. But we can't just have both. We can't say, well, I want to pick and choose the truth. I might like this, I might not. Let me think about it, and then I'll get back to you whether or not I accept the fact or the thought that birth control is bad. It's wrong. Artificial birth control shouldn't be done. I'll think about it, and then I'll get back to you, and I'll make my decision. Well, you know, the decisions that we make can't have indifference in them. You know, it's impossible to be pro-abortion and to be Roman Catholic Christian. Actually, it's impossible to be pro-abortion and to be Christian. And I'm telling you honestly now, I'm not going to give you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth. You cannot be Christian in any sense of the word ever and be pro-death, pro-abortion. You cannot. It is impossible. There is no rational argumentation that could ever, ever be valid enough that would justify taking an innocent life for any reason whatsoever. To convince a mother that she has some sort of a right to kill her own child in the womb, the very person that is sworn by nature to be the protectress of that child. Now, granted, fathers and dads, they are going to protect that child. They are going to take on that responsibility once that child is born. And when that child is in that womb, that husband, that father has the obligation and the right and the privilege to defend that child's life because that child is his as well. No one can justify taking an innocent life ever. And by way of abortion, it's the most heinous taking of life. And so therefore, when we look at this entire aspect of indifference, we realize that if you sit on the fence, if you make no decision, well, who am I to make a decision? You're a Christian. The decision has been made. The truth stands on its own and will always be there, whether you accept it or not. And if you do not accept it, you deny Christ. Anyone who tells you that abortion is a right is a liar and is anti-Christian. Even if they profess to be Christian, even if they profess to be Catholic, if they say that, they are lying, because you cannot be Christian and be pro-choice. It's impossible. And so therefore, we cannot be indifferent. You know, that kind of indifference isn't faith at all. What that kind of indifference is compromise with the devil. It's compromise with the lie. It's compromising the truth. And that can never be acceptable. Not to a true Christian. A true Christian has to stand up for their principles. And it's time that Christians literally stand up and be counted for the truth of the gospel, recognizing that you and I are not the authors of sacred scripture. God is the author of sacred scripture, and it stands on its own. And when you look at sacred scripture, it is clearly written that life, human life, begins from the moment of conception. And I repeat, When Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, encountered Mary within hours of her conception, in a society that did not consider a woman a mother unless she gave live birth, filled with the Spirit, Elizabeth said, "How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Mother. Mary was already a mother. Think about it. And then you try to tell me that you can justify taking that life and even justify telling a mother that she can take that life. Stand up and be counted. Stand up with guts, with courage, with faith. Stop being cowards in Christianity and stand up with courage and fortitude and love and raise your voices in a cry. Cry for those who cannot. No more indifference.